Good morning, this is freeze notice meteorologist Joshua Seneschal with weather.net forecast for KJN Radio. Well, starting out this morning, we have generally clear skies, temperatures in the single digits, and generally we'll have a sunny start today, gradual increase in afternoon clouds. Highs will be around 29 degrees at the south-southwest wind at 5 to 10 miles per hour, and then tonight we'll see those clouds thicken, a little patchy light snow developing after midnight. Overall, only dusting to less than an inch by tomorrow morning. Lows will be around 19 with an east wind at 5 to 10 miles per hour, and then tomorrow, light snow in the morning becoming steadier during the afternoon. May even see some blowing snow. Highs will be around 20 degrees with an east-northeast wind at 15 to 25 miles per hour. And then tomorrow night, we'll see steady snow becoming lighter after midnight, tapering off by dawn on Wednesday. Lows will be around 2 degrees. The north wind at 15 to 20, gusting near 30, causing more blowing and drifting. And then Wednesday morning, Florida otherwise, partly cloudy in the afternoon. Highs will be around 7, with storm total snowfall expected to range from 3 to 5 inches. This is freeze notice meteorologist Joshua Seneschal with weather.net forecast for KJN Radio.
A winter storm watch will be in effect for the listening area beginning late this evening. The watch is in effect from tonight through late Tuesday night for Mills, Montgomery, Fremont, and Page counties. And a winter storm watch is in effect from Tuesday morning through Tuesday night for Guthrie, Dallas, Cass, Adair, Madison, Adams, Union, Taylor, and Ringgold counties. Snowfall total across the listening area will range anywhere from 5 to 8 inches, and northeasterly winds of 10 to 15 miles per hour Tuesday morning, gusting up to around 30 by Tuesday night, will create reduced visibilities of 1/2 mile or less in the blowing snow, making travel hazardous. A winter storm watch means there is the potential for significant snow, sleet, or ice accumulations that may impact travel, so continue to monitor the latest forecast. Yesterday's high in Atlantic was 20 degrees. Our 24-hour low, which was at 7 a.m. yesterday, will go down as 13 degrees below zero. And at 5:30 this morning here in Atlantic, it was 2 degrees above zero. Last year on this date, we topped at 36 for a high. 15 was the low. The all-time record high in Atlantic on February 3rd was 60 degrees in 1934. The record low, 29 below in 1996. Sunrise is at 7:30 and sunset at 5:38. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.